Uday Raj Kauri, a young Dalit boy, left his family at the age of 20 to move to the city of dreams, Mumbai, in search of a job. He found a welding job and started living with his cousins who do tailoring work. His father is a laborer and it's difficult for them to make ends meet. In Mumbai, he met a boy named Danish who introduced him to Islam. A troubled Uday opts for this path. He began listening to Islamic preachers, started offering namaz, and within months he felt Islam has a solution to all his problems. When he returns home, Kaushambi, Uttar Pradesh, on vacation and goes to a nearby mosque to offer namaz, his family finds the truth. By then he was brainwashed to an extent that he could go against his family as well. After struggling for days, Uday's father finally registered a police complaint against the boy Danish. The FIR was registered on January 28 this year, and on March 2 the district court Kaushambi granted the accused bail, who was booked under charges of the Uttar Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act. FIR registered in January 2023. A first information report, number -21/2023, was registered at the Paschim Sharira police station on the 28th of January 2023 by the victim's father Deshraj Kauri. The first information report. In his complaint, Deshraj told the police that his son lives in Mumbai for the past 6 years and there he met one Danish who lured and got him converted to Islam. Uday was alone in Mumbai and hence Danish with his friends got him converted. They have given him a new name, Mohammad Hussain. On his statement, police booked the accused Danish Mohammad under sections 3 and 5, 1, of the Uttar Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act. The police arrested Danish within a week of the complaint from Mumbai. Uday Raj says Islam treats everyone equally. In a telephonic interview with Organizer Weekly, Uday Raj said, he lived in a rented place with Danish who works as a carpenter. He did welding at the under-construction buildings. After meeting Danish, he started watching videos, takriyas, of clerics which had an impact on him. The clerics include Jajiz Ansari, Zakir Naik, Tariq Jamil and others. One day he reached the mosque with Danish and recited Kalma. His name was changed to Mohammad Hussain. From that day he started visiting the mosque regularly and learned how to offer namaz by watching other people in the mosque. He added, being a Dalit, he faced discrimination based on caste and in Islam he was treated equally. When this correspondent told him that there is a caste system in Muslims as well, he said there is no caste in Islam. Taking the conversation forward, this correspondent asked Uday what did he like the most in Islam. He said, that they have only one God, Allah. Here we have hundreds of gods and goddesses. I lost my faith in them and believed in Allah. Asked if believing in him solved all his problems. He said, no, but he had mental peace. Asked if they offered him a job. He said they told him that Islam can make his life better and that loyalty to Allah will bring everything to him. Asked if ever been to a Jamaat. He said yes. About Jamaat he said, they teach people about Deen and ask others to give Dawah to non-Muslims. They also teach how one can be a good Muslim. This correspondent asked him about the qualities of a good Muslim. He said, he must offer namaz 5 times a day, must follow sunnat. Things the founder of Islam did, should not do, sajda in front of idols and be on the path of deen to reach the Almighty, Allah. Asked what did the cleric say about non-believers of Islam or the kafirs? Question mark. He said nothing but did answer when asked about Jannat and Jahannam. He said, all the believers of Islam will go to Jannat. As Allah is the only God. Hindus make idols on their own. How can a man create their God? God created man and those worshipping idols are non-believers and they will burn in hellfire. Uday has been following Islam for the past 2 years in Mumbai. He used to go to the mazar and offer namaz but never lived like a Muslim. For the past 2 months, he grew a beard and started wearing a skull cap. It was then his brothers informed the family and they called him back. On returning home he went to offer namaz one day and then the whole village assembled. They tell him, this was wrong and then the complaint was registered. After Danish was arrested, Uday's family did his shuddhi and sent him to their relative's place. As far as this correspondent understands, Uday has been to multiple jamaats where he has been brainwashed. Uday's father said, these Muslims might have given his son something to eat, he is in their control completely. They belong to the Dalit community and want to remain the same. They will never accept their son who wants to be a Muslim. Uday is the youngest of all the siblings. He is easily manipulative and hence became a soft target for people like Danish. Deshraj Kauri says, his son is a victim of forced religious conversion. Danish manipulated his son and took him to a cleric who got him converted. The court order says, Danish has been released on bail on March 2. As per the order, case number -252023, the accused Muhammad Danish has been released on bail on March 2. The order is not uploaded yet, but the status of the case shows it as disposed, and the nature of disposal is contested allowed, which means the bail is granted. The court order is displayed in the UP District Court portal. Within 2 months of the arrested, an accused booked under charges of Uttar Pradesh's anti-conversion law walks freely. This correspondent called the victim's father again on March 11th and he informed us that Uday is back in Mumbai, so is Danish after the bail. Asked if they can meet again and if his son can again start following Islam. Deshraj with a heavy voice said, I have asked my son not to go away from Hinduism. Are people like Udayraj the soft target for the conversion mafia? They can easily manipulate them for the fact that they are barely educated. Uday was struggling financially, so they can offer him monetary support. He is young, so they can offer him a better job, a good home and a wife as well. Accused like Muhammad Danish deserve a detailed background check, rather than getting released so easily, as they can be a member of an active conversion racket.